One of the trouble spots for U.S. troops in Iraq has come from a small town west of Baghdad, where several ambush-style attacks have occurred, resulting in the death of at least one U.S. soldier. Many people who live there say they plan to resist coalition forces in their town. About an hour's drive west of Baghdad is a dusty, run-down little town known as Fallujah. Here, many children go barefoot and beg for money. Many men can be seen wearing dirty rags for clothes. Buildings along the main road in town are crumbling or have collapsed. Fallujah is made up mostly of conservative Sunni Muslims. Many residents still give their allegiance to Saddam Hussein and are vowing to sacrifice their lives in order to push coalition forces out of their town. Tensions peaked in April between U.S. troops and residents of the town when 16 Iraqis were shot and killed following a large demonstration in Fallujah. U.S. troops said they were responding to shots being fired from the crowd. Many residents told VOA that since the war, the community has been plagued by shortages of water and electricity, as well as security problems. They say life was better when Saddam Hussein was in power. This man says Americans aren't welcome here. He says he would never shake the hand of an American because he sees coalition forces as occupiers. And he says his holy book, the Quran, tells him he must fight the occupiers. Another man said he would send his own children to die as martyrs in an effort to oust coalition forces from Fallujah. And U.S. military patrols in Fallujah have been coming under fire in ambush-like attacks. Last Thursday, a rocket-propelled grenade killed one U.S. soldier and wounded five others in Fallujah. But as tense as the situation now seems to be, U.S. soldiers in the area believe things will improve. U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Leo Rockmel says, given time, tensions will ease.
I spent some time in Baghdad. Originally, Baghdad was like that, where people did not want us there. Now, Baghdad is a very friendly place. So I think eventually when the people see we're here to help them, we're here to make their environment safe and secure, I think they'll understand why we're here, that we're not going to leave until it becomes secure.
U.S. Army Captain John Ives agrees. He says the trouble in Fallujah is nothing new.
When was the last time we were welcome in any country? Really, we're not welcome in most of the places where we have forces overseas anyway. We've always been able to overcome that adversity by taking care of the local population. And I think this office right here has a great opportunity to create a relationship with the mayor of the town. And of course, all the sheikhs come to visit, and tribal leaders, also a lot of religious leaders come to visit here. And that gives us an opportunity to talk to them. And of course, they're the real voice out there. They're the ones that talk to the people and say, hey, let's settle down. They are going to turn the water on. They are going to get the electricity going. They are going to make the streets safe. This is a good opportunity to do that. It's just going to take time, and eventually we will win them over.
But until then, Captain Ives says there will likely be more trouble, more shootings, and more attacks against U.S. forces in Fallujah. The captain says it just comes with the territory. U.S. Administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, says coalition forces will do whatever is necessary to bring security to Iraq. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Fallujah, Iraq.